Residential Roofing Trends, Keys to Growth This Year and Beyond. Authored by Renee Ramey, Executive Director, Metal Roofing Alliance. The residential metal roofing market in the U.S. and Canada remains strong, not only driven by increased consumer awareness and building trends, but by market dynamics that are indicating a seismic shift in the market. The Metal Roofing Alliance's MRA latest research indicates that metal roofing is anticipated to reach over 4.8 billion square feet in 2028, based on historical and forecast shipment square footage numbers. It also points to a 19% increase in growth for residential metal roofing from 2024 to 2028. Metal roofing has become the second most popular residential roofing option, and the residential metal roofing market now represents an 84% share of the total amount of metal roof square footage being sold in the U.S. For residential metal roofing, re-roofing/replacement will continue to drive the majority of the market. Metal's time to shine. Although asphalt roofing still dominates the U.S. residential roofing market, that's changing given serious concerns over performance, especially in regions that experience severe weather. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation made headlines recently by publicly stating asphalt roof shingles often do not last as long as manufacturers claim. They point to more resilient roofing types, such as quality metal that hold up far better in Florida's weather and have a greater ability to withstand high winds, impact damage, and hurricane conditions. While no one suggests a Florida ban on asphalt is in the immediate future, the Insurance Institute for Business and Safety, IBHS, also is raising questions, saying that asphalt shingles are failing American homeowners, and their durability has not advanced. Source: Palm Beach Post, part of USA Today's Florida Network. In addition, according to Florida officials at this year's hearing of the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee, asphalt shingle roofs only provide full protection against hurricane winds until they are about 10 years old. Counsel for the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety also stated that a 10-year-old asphalt shingle roof has a 1 in 12 chance of damage from 60 miles per hour winds. That chance goes up 25% against 90 miles per hour winds, and against 100 miles per hour winds, the chance of damage rises to nearly 100%. For context, Hurricane Katrina had sustained wind speeds averaging around 125 miles per hour at landfall, with top wind speeds clocking in at 175 miles per hour. Like the debate happening now in Florida, asphalt roofing also may come under scrutiny in states like California, where the horrors of wildfire have taken a devastating toll. Proper roofing techniques and the use of ignition-resistant materials, such as metal roofs, which often carry a Class 4 rating for wildfire protection, the highest available, are continuing to gain favor with homeowners desperate to try and protect their home. U.S. and Canadian homeowners are beginning to understand that quality metal roofing delivers improved performance, reliability, and resiliency. And that concept is also being reinforced by the insurance industry. Scramble for insurance has homeowners looking for options. With climate threats increasing, so too are home insurance premiums and even the availability of policies. Many home insurers are demanding that homeowners take increased action to ensure their homes are less susceptible to the threat of costly damage and repairs due to extreme weather. In states like Texas and Florida, insurers are now offering incentives and premium discounts for homeowners who install quality metal roofs. Traditionally, one of the barriers for homeowners who want to install a more resilient metal roof is its higher upfront cost as compared to cheaper asphalt options. But now, the playing field is starting to level. Metal's advantages, such as not having to repair or replace the roof as often, lower cost of ongoing maintenance, reduced energy costs, and the potential for savings on home insurance premiums, make the value proposition better than ever. And increasingly, financing options are available that can help homeowners spread their initial costs out over time. Making the move to metal. With all of its potential, there are still industry dynamics that may challenge the residential metal roofing market, along with the rest of the building and repair/replace industry, in the coming months. Tariffs, regional-specific housing slowdowns, and talk of recession all contribute to uncertainty. Yet the biggest challenges remain the need to bring more and younger workers into the field. The eye-opening facts. According to the National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, the industry needs 2.17 million more workers from 2024 to 2026 to overcome the labor shortage in construction. Nearly 454,000 new workers are needed on top of normal hiring to meet industry demand. More than 1 in 5 construction workers are 55 or older, meaning that the labor need will only increase without new builders as these experienced workers begin to retire. Training and attracting contractors and installers to help serve the growing market of homeowners looking for more resilient solutions like metal roofing is a challenge and an opportunity for organizations like the MRA and its members. Forward-thinking professional roofers are recognizing that resilient building practices aren't just a nice theory, and they are adjusting their offerings to address this major need ahead of the possibilities of more stringent building codes and insurance requirements. Helping drive that change is a shift in private construction business ownership, now transitioning to Generation Z and Millennials' owned, managed businesses. New generations of professional roofers will help drive new thinking and methods that break from the traditional ways residential roofing has always been done, and lead the way to help homeowners find better solutions to protect their home in the face of a changing climate. Fortunately, forward-thinking companies such as MRA member Westlake Royal Building Products, WRBP, are setting an example not only when it comes to training, but how to entice young people to enter the field. For 6 years running, the company has donated its unified steel-coated roofing product to the Warrior Village Project, which builds homes for unhoused San Diego veterans while providing training to the next generation of home builders. What makes this commitment particularly noteworthy is the educational component WRBP provides. The company provides hands-on technical training for how to install metal roofing to San Diego high school students, teaching them real-world skills and opening their eyes to future career opportunities, all while helping serve the community. These types of programs are particularly important because, as of now, residential metal roofing is an underserved business. For other installers and contractors looking to get started in the field, MRA members recommend reaching out to reputable metal roofing manufacturers, many of whom offer free seminars and classes. Information and training also are available through organizations such as the Metal Construction Association, MCA. Additionally, the NRCA offers a pro-certification program for continuing education and skills development to ensure future opportunities and solidify metal roofing's many competitive advantages. It takes the industry working together. It may take some time and effort, but as the industry's rapid growth and success rate have demonstrated, the opportunity is ripe for the taking. Copyright 2025, Shieldwall Media.